Now, here's your speaker, Paul Meacham, Jr.
It has been said, as goes the home, so goes the nation. As goes the home, so goes the church. Both of these sayings are very true, and all of us understand why. It's because we know the home is the building block of our societies. As the mother and father teaches the child, so the child will do in his life. But how are our homes going? Are our homes going the way that makes the church strong and that makes a nation strong? Are our homes going the direction that God wants? That's our topic today as we explore God's truth for the world. We're going to look at leadership in the home on the part of the mother and the father. We've entitled this particular lesson, Homes That Make God Happy. All of us want to have a happy home. Having a happy home is vital if we're going to have happy lives. We spend so much of our time in our homes and with our families that if that is not a happy time, then our lives are very miserable. Sometimes, however, we spend so much of our time searching for a way to be happy, the way we think would make us happy, that we forget about happiness and the kind of home that would make God happy. Today we want to turn our attention back to God's Word to see what the Bible says to us about having a home that will make God happy. It's very interesting to me that in life there are many important things that we all deal with. All of us have to find a way to make a living, to earn enough money to feed ourselves and our families. Really, this is a responsibility given to us by God, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, we see that there are many things in life that we enjoy doing, that we do simply because we enjoy spending time in that way. Sometimes, however, we spend all of our lives preparing for our job, preparing for the things that we find joy in here on the earth, and we spend no time at all preparing for marriage. I hope over the next 2 weeks, as we look at this vital topic, that those of you who are young people and not yet married will take this as an opportunity to think seriously about what you need to do to prepare yourself for marriage. Those of you who are older and who are already married, I hope that you will take this lesson or these lessons as reminders of the things that you need to be doing, maybe reminders of the preparation that you did make. And if you failed to make the proper preparation to be married, to think seriously about these matters now, to make some changes in your lives in such a way that you will have a happier home, a home that will make God happy. We begin the study by asking the question, what is a husband? If we look at the word husband in the English language, we see it literally comes from two words that mean house band, that which goes around a house or around a home, that which holds it together and provides stability and support for it. This really is a very good definition of the role that a husband plays in the home. We find today that there are those who have decided that a man really is a liability in the home, that the husband and the father really don't have a role to play, and therefore they are not important. However, the Bible gives us a very different picture of the home that makes God happy. We see, first of all, that the Bible describes the husband as the head of the home. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul is taking the opportunity to teach people regarding the relationship between Christ and the church. He does so by giving them an example that they were familiar with. He shows them the relationship that exists between a husband and wife, and he's teaching them about the relationship between Christ and the church. In verse 23 of Ephesians 5, Paul says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." This shows us that there is a hierarchy of authority within the home. For the husband is the head of the wife. Now, there are many who would deny this today, yet the Bible still says it very plainly. In fact, it likens it to the authority that Christ has over the church. Now, we find out that this does not mean that the husband is to be some kind of a dictator, for we will soon learn that the husband, in return, is to love the wife, even as Christ also loved the church. This means that he will always act in her best interest. But when the difficult decisions must be made, when responsibility must be taken, that falls to the husband. Now, the wife also has a role in that, and we'll discuss that in just a moment. But we see the Bible describing the husband as the head of the wife. When we then look and see that children are to be obedient to their parents, this would mean then that the husband is the head of the wife and the parents are in authority over the children. This makes the husband then not only the head of the wife, but the head of the home. We also see the Bible describes the husband as one who is a provider for the home. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8, Paul writes and says, "But if any does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." We know the state of an unbeliever. For Jesus said in John chapter 8, "Except ye believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." The one who is an unbeliever will never turn to God, for if we do not believe what the Bible teaches, we will have no desire to obey it. And without believing it and obeying it, we cannot have eternal life. For eternal life is authored for those who obey Christ, according to Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. If that is the state of an unbeliever, then how terrible is the state of one who does not provide for those of his own household? His fate is worse than that of an unbeliever. For that reason, we see that a man must provide for his family. There are some who enter marriage with no thought and no preparation, and then they find that they are unable to provide for their families. This is a failure to prepare, and if you have done that and are already in that marriage, you must make that right. You must prepare yourself now so that you will be able to provide. There are many here in America and the world over, many husbands, many fathers, who have neglected the responsibility of providing for their family financially. In doing so, they have failed in this responsibility. But there are many others who provide well financially, yet are not providing the proper spiritual foundation. They do not provide the proper spiritual direction for their family. In doing so, they also fail to provide all that the family needs. We also see the Bible describing the husband, the father, as the protector of the family. In Ruth chapter 3, beginning in verse 8, we find that the woman, Ruth, has gone to the man Boaz. Under their law, Boaz, being a near kinsman of her dead husband, had a right to marry her, and she is pleading with him to marry her. Now she goes and she lays at the foot of his bed at night. And now it happened, we read in Ruth 3 and verse 8, at midnight, that the man was startled and turned himself, and there was a woman lying at his feet. And he said, "Who are you?" So she answered, "I am Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a close relative." The King James Version says, "Spread your skirt over me." This was a figure of speech that was used to demonstrate that one would take the other as a mate. For the man to spread his garment over the woman was symbolic that she came under his protection, and this was synonymous with taking a woman in marriage. We then understand that Ruth is petitioning Boaz for marriage. But not only that, she is petitioning him using the figure of speech of placing me under your protection. We see then that the husband is to be a protector for the wife, a protector for the home. If a man fulfills these roles and does so properly, he can have a happy home. Not only a home that will make him happy, but a home that makes God happy. But the husband is only part of the equation, for there must also be a wife for there to be a home. So we also ask the question, what is a wife? The Bible also defines her role for us. We find in Genesis 2 and verse 18 that the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper compatible to him." So we see then that a wife, the Bible describes as a suitable helper, one who is uniquely designed to be of assistance to her husband. In fact, in all of the creation, there was none other that was found suitable. However, God then made woman especially for that purpose. The only thing that was not good in all of the creation is that man should be alone. But when woman was placed at his side, God looked at that creation and said, "It is very good." Woman is to be a suitable helper for her husband. We also see the Bible describes the wife as the keeper of the home. In Titus 2, beginning in verse 4, we're told that the older women should conduct themselves in such a way that they can admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. The New King James translates it as homemakers. The King James translates it keepers at home. The literal Greek means a worker in the home. And this is the primary role of the wife. It does not mean that she is strictly limited to that role, but it does mean that that is her primary responsibility. And any other role that she might undertake that would detract from that then takes her away from the role that God gave her as her primary function. In 1 Timothy 5 and verse 14, Paul wrote, "Therefore I desire that the younger widows marry, bear children, manage the home." Literally in the Greek, it means to rule the home. She has responsibility there in the home and the authority to carry it out. By doing so, she gives no opportunity to the adversary to speak reproachfully. We also see the Bible describes her as a reliable partner. In Proverbs 31, beginning in verse 10, the question is asked, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts in her, so he will have no lack of gain." A woman who is the proper kind of wife will behave in such a way that her husband need never be ashamed of her, and that his enemy cannot take advantage of him because of her behavior. Really, the Bible describes a wife as either being a crown or a cancer. In Proverbs 12 and verse 4 it says, "An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones." Ladies, you have a tremendous power over your husband. It can be a power for good or a power for evil. You must choose which.